views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. Shannon is known as South Africa's top psychic. Are you ready to make the brave changes that will bring soul into your everyday life? If you have a question on love, career, or health, listen to your spirit guides to find specific, detailed answers. Now, here's your host, Shannon Walbrand.
Hello. Hi, this is Shannon Walbrand. Welcome to Spirit Guidance. Look forward to speaking with you. The number for you to call in case you have a question is 001-800-930-2819. I'll give that again. It's 001-800-930-2819. And I look forward to hearing from you sometime throughout this hour because I would really like to help you get the answers that you're looking for to help you get a sense of relief. Most of my clients, after I'm done with a 1 hour session with them, they say, gosh, I feel so much better. I know what to do. I know what the next steps are in my life. And I have a sense that someone is watching over me, someone who really cares. My guardian angel, my guiding spirits, could be my ancestors. But God has sent us this divine help, and that's what I'm here to help you get. So please do call in as soon as you're ready. I have tons and tons of wonderful information prepared to share with you today. So I'm going to get started by telling you that the story of today is Life is a Daring Adventure or Nothing at All. That's the title of this program, and I'd like to tell you the background of where it came from. You know, I'm doing this project called The Heroes Project, and I'm writing a book about heroes. I'm writing a book about their influence on our lives. So I'm interviewing lots of people, clients and experts, psychologists, and other people who have done this kind of psychological research on how do role models and heroes help us change our own lives. Basically, I think that when we idealize somebody else, we don't have to take every single aspect of their lives, but we can take what's important and then we can integrate it into our own experience and make that part of our own action and our own setting goals. So I'll come right back to that story of life as a daring adventure right after I go to this call. I see that Duncan is on the line. Hi, Duncan. This is Shannon.
Hey, Shannon. How are you doing?
Hi, Duncan. I'm terrific today. How can I help you with a question for your angels and guides?
Should I pursue getting this traveling companion?
Yes, absolutely. What they're telling me is it will bring you intellectual stimulation. It will broaden your mind. It will take you to new places, not only as a traveling companion would, but one of the things, Duncan, is that you're a little bit conservative when it comes to doing things that are new. And our whole theme for today is to be daring. So when you have somebody by your side, you're much, much more willing to take risks. Do you agree, Duncan?
Repeat that again, Shannon.
Well, what I'm asking is, do you sometimes feel shy when you're just on your own? But if you have somebody with you, are you much more willing to take a risk?
Yes, when I'm with someone, I'm more than willing to take a risk.
Sure, that's how most of us are. And so they're saying that your plan is the perfect plan. Please continue with it and put it into action immediately. Thank you for calling, Duncan. God bless you. Bye-bye.
My pleasure, thank you.
Okay, cool. Thanks for phoning in. If you would also like to share a question that you have for your angels, the number to call is 001-800-930-2819. You know, I give that 001 because people are calling from outside of the United States. If you're calling from inside of the United States, you would just dial 800-930-2819. And you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio on WBLQ. And thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio. Okay, so back to our story. Here's the quotation, and I want you to guess who it comes from. Security is mostly a superstition. It does not exist in nature, nor do the children of men as a whole experience it. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. Life is a daring adventure or nothing at all. Do you know where it comes from? Well, I'll tell you. It's my hero for January, Helen Keller. And Helen Keller was born with all of her faculties, but lost her sight and her hearing at the age of 3, just as she was starting to acquire language. So she didn't have language for a couple of years until she had a wonderful teacher called Annie Sullivan, who taught her how to read, write, and even speak. So isn't it amazing that someone who couldn't hear and couldn't see would be so brave? She traveled all around the world, and what she's teaching us with this, security is mostly a superstition. That's what she came to. So she really developed her life philosophy at length. She said that it doesn't really matter what you think you've got. So I think I have this much money in the bank. I think I have this secure marriage. I think I own this house. And then what happens? The next day, it totally gets wiped out. And that's not really my fault, huh? It's almost like a karmic thing or a biblical thing or an unpredictable thing or what they call in insurance talk, an act of God. So it's a tornado. So it's a divorce. So it could be anything. We don't actually know what's going to happen in our lives. So this sense of security that we have by accumulating material possessions or even putting all of our eggs in one basket in terms of relationships, that's not going to work. It doesn't exist in nature, and the children of men as a whole don't know true security. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. Life is a daring adventure or nothing at all. So that's what we've got to go with. Life is a daring adventure or nothing at all. Let's go for the daring adventure. If you don't know what's going to happen, go for it. Take a risk. I'm not saying chuck all your money into the lottery. That's not what it's about. I'm saying if you have an opportunity and it looks okay, why not? What's holding you back? As Dr. Pat Basile says all the time, what would you do if you knew you couldn't lose? How to live, how to thrive, not just merely survive. Before we go to the break, which will take in just 2 minutes, I want to share with you a story that I found really inspiring. It's a story by Anthony DeMello, who is a Catholic priest. He's passed away now, but he grew up in India. So all of his stories have to do with Indian mythology and that culture. This is what it has to say. This is what this story is about. It's called Daring, and that's why I picked it, because of our theme, life is a daring adventure or nothing at all. So there's a visitor to a monastery, and he's speaking to the master. And here's how it goes. The disappointed visitor says, "Why has my stay here at the monastery yielded me no fruit whatsoever?" The master replied with a smile, "Could it be it's because you lacked the courage to shake the tree?" Okay, so it's a play because shaking the tree yields fruit. Yes, we know that. Often we think that the tree must ripen the fruit by itself in the sunshine, and then we just walk up to the tree and pick the fruit exactly when it's right for us, when it's ripe in our hand. It's like this whole supermarket culture that we have, that we think everything has to be fresh and ready and in season 4 seasons out of the year. I mean, is that even possible? So sometimes it's necessary to put in effort, and that could be what this master says is shaking the tree. And do you have the courage to do that? Do you have the courage? Do you have what it takes to make an adventure happen in your life? We'll be discussing more of this after we come back from our break. Thanks for listening. I'm Shannon Walbrand, and this is Spirit Guidance Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleier to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back. You're listening to Shannon Walbrand with Spirit Guidance Radio, and I invite you to phone in with your question for your angels and guides. The number to call is 001-800-930-2819. That's 001-800-930-2819. And as I was saying before we went to the break, I'm working on a book called The Heroes Project, in which I'm interviewing lots of people about the effect of heroes in their lives. I've just finished the first month. I'm choosing one hero every month. I'm going to have 12 for the entire year. And the first one I chose was Helen Keller. And why did I choose Helen Keller, and what was I looking for in her life that I would like to emulate and install really into my hardwired structure of my own being? It is her goals. It's the way that she set her goals, she accomplished her goals, and she really shot for the stars. And she accomplished it. She made it. So I chose three areas: health, and work, and seeking support from others, because that's how I really think she made a success of her life. I am taking care of my health, and I want to make a report to you, because here we are at the end of the month, right? We're at the end of January, and I'm just about to say that I'm feeling healthier than I have in a really long time, because I've been running every day. I've been running, which means about 2 kilometers, and it's summer here, so it was a very easy time for me to start. It's summer here in Johannesburg, South Africa. And running 2Ks every day, 2 kilometers, has helped me appreciate the city that I live in. It gets me outside under the trees and breathing some fresh air, relatively fresh air, since we're in the middle of a city. And I've also made sure that I do my meditation, and I'm putting into practice something that I have tried to do previously, but I've never managed to really do it all the way, which is to only buy groceries that are actually good for me. So I used to buy things that were just okay, or that were, you know, maybe I would use an excuse that they were probably for my kid. Now, not anymore. I'm just buying the vegetables, the meat, the food that I know actually suits me. I invite you to do the same. It really works. If it's not in the cupboard, it can't go onto my plate. So how easy is that? So that's how I'm setting my goals for health. And then in work, I've hired a virtual assistant She goes by The Projects Angel, and you can see her work on projectsangel.com, all one word, Projects Angel. And she has really saved my bacon. She checks all of my emails for me. She schedules my appointments. She sends me messages. She allows me to do the work that I really want to do, which is the writing, and I really want to do my channeling work, and I am so grateful. And she's looking for more clients, in case that's something that you would be interested in. Other practitioners, other spiritual practitioners, people who are life coaches, people who are doing this kind of good work, those are the people that she likes to help. But no matter what field you're in terms of your work, I really advise you to seek support. So I want you to consider automated bookings. I want you to consider making things available online 24 hours so that you don't have to answer the phone. It will really free up your mind space. I totally ask you to consider this. And then in terms of seeking support, which was my third goal of the goals that I'm setting for January, I decided to seek support from my own religion, which is Catholicism. And so I inquired about getting a spiritual director. And I've asked a Jesuit priest to help me, and he's been working with me once a month now for 3 months. And I'm telling you, I'm feeling better about my religious life and my spirituality than I have in a really long time. Even though I do this work every day and I feel very connected to God and very really in touch with my angels and my own guides, I was lacking structure in my own personal practice. And I find that the questions that he asks are leading me to feel clearer and clearer. So how will you seek support? How, maybe you should be seeking support from others. I also belong to two women's groups. One is formal and one is informal. One meets every 2 months and the other one meets whenever somebody gets it organized. And then we have things like a circle of discussion. We also have a swap of all of our secondhand clothes that we're not wearing anymore. And those kinds of things are really setting a new level of reality for me. They are helping me see what's true. They're helping me see what's a problem in my life and what's not a problem. What's something that just everybody is experiencing. They are normalizing my way of looking at my life. These are ways that I am seeking support. And so those are things that I'm going to ask you about. What are you doing to help yourself get healthier and to increase your work by working smarter, not harder, and getting people to do the things for you that you don't want to do anymore? And then how are you seeking emotional and spiritual support? If you need spiritual support and if you'd like to connect with your guides, of course, I'd like to help you with an individual session. And we would do that by phone or Skype. And please feel free to go look at my website to see if it resonates for you and if now is the right time. My website is www.shannonwalbran.com. That's Shannon, WALBRAN.com. And I'll tell you what we're going to do for next month, when it is next month. I just want to tell you that there will be continuity through this, and I'll be interviewing you about your heroes, what kinds of aims, how high you're aiming, who's inspiring you, and how you're making that happen. So about seeking support and about religious purity and that kind of heroism that we're seeing not only in our everyday lives, but also in the ethereal realm, I'd like to share with you one of the symbolic people, goddesses, that I've been thinking about lately, and her name is Kuan Yin. She has come to me because of the development of compassion that I need to do in order to do the work that I do. I work with people all day long who are in trouble, who are stuck, who are at the end of their ropes. They're really sad. They're really depressed. They can be quite angry. And so one of the people that I was drawn to research is Kuan Yin. I'm going to tell you more about her. You might have seen an image of her. She's usually depicted as a Chinese character, and she's usually depicted as a female Buddha character. So I'll start telling you about her. Kuan Yin's name means sound perceiver, or literally one who looks down upon sound. That is, she's hearing the cries of all sentient beings who need her help. She who perceives the world's lamentations. Now, I'm about to perceive more of the world's lamentations, or actually just their questions, because I see that we have another caller on the line, and it is Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth. This is Shannon.
Hello, Shannon. Thank you for taking my call.
Why are you laughing? Because I'm perceiving your lamentations?
Yes, yes. That's very funny. Yes, listen, I wanted to say thank you so much for some advice you gave me about my dog.
You called in about your dog because she was making messes on the floor, and your angels and guides told you that they wanted you to use lemon essential oil. That's what I remember. How did it turn out?
Amazing. Ridiculously amazing. The stress level in our house has gone down from about 10 to 3 because we're not into it or falling over it. Or So thank you so much for that.
It must have been so difficult because I know what it's like to have a random occurrence in the house. You know, like I had a house and I had mice in it, and it was just driving me crazy because I couldn't get rid of them until actually I did a ritual that kept the mice out of the house. So it's amazing how the ethereal world can interact with the material world, isn't it?
Wow, a mouse ritual. That's amazing.
Yeah, I was kind of impressed that it worked. And yeah, and then, of course, it kept the snakes out because the mice were about to attract these big snakes that were living in that neighborhood. But please tell me, do you have another question for today?
Oh, Shannon, I always have a question because you're asking. How can I never have a question?
I like your questions. Please give me one of your questions.
Okay, so my question for today is the following. I do distance healing, and I would like to ask my guides and angels, because they have a higher view of exactly what is happening when I do a healing. Is all the clearing going on with everyone that I think I'm working with, like all the angels, all the other people involved? Is it as I think, or is it something else?
It's okay. Their answer is it's much more than what you know about, because they're actually doing a lot of time traveling. They're going forwards in the life of the person that you're working with and talking to his future self and then doing some quantum healing so that he decides to make some kind of choices that will then allow him to be a healthy person in the future. Look, Elizabeth, even I don't really understand that answer, but what they're saying is it is true that how you see it is that you have a team of angelic beings with you and that they're all putting their cosmic forces together like a super team, and then they're beaming their light towards that person that you're healing. That's how they're showing me that you conceive of it. Is that how you picture it?
That's right, and kind of cleansing, just a lot of cleansing. Almost sometimes I feel it's a bit aggressive. That's just because of the way I was taught it, although it is very beautiful. And have I got to be very, very careful with the ethics of it?
Well, I think you are very ethical, and I don't think that there's any question that you would ever use it against anyone. So somebody who was unethical would try to use, as you say, very powerful healing methods, and they can be turned reverse. But you know, the thing about using any powerful healing stuff in reverse is that it comes back to you 7 times over. So you really, really, really wouldn't want to do that. And I don't think that you particularly would ever do that. I'm just saying it out loud so that anybody else would know that. What I'm just not so sure about understanding is the quantum and time element of their healing. And I think both you and I should do some research about that, and we should talk about it at another time. I think it's fascinating, don't you?
That just blew my mind. I mean, can I clarify one point, which is quite important for me? Have I always got to have someone's permission to do it?
Yes, in fact, you do. So when you're doing direct healing, it is best if you ask them for permission. Otherwise, the other way to do it is, please grant the world peace and harmony. And then you can imagine that the people that you would like to benefit, let's say that you're praying for the president, you know, or the king, you can say, dear God, please grant the world peace and harmony, including, of course, the king and the president. Okay, Elizabeth, I've got to go to break now. Thank you for calling. It was lovely to speak with you.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Yeah. Speak soon. Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening. We'll take a short break and come right back.
Are you
feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Hi, you're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio. My name is Shannon Walbrand, and the number to call if you have a question for your angels and guides is 001-800-930-2819, 001-800-930-2819, and I've just heard that you can even Skype in a call if you'd like to. The Skype is WBLQ Studio Skype. So maybe that'll save you a few rand if you're calling from South Africa. We were talking about Kuan Yin, who is a version of the Buddha. She's called a bodhisattva, which means an enlightened being. She declined incarnation, and she is now helping people. So she is like a goddess, and she's someone that you can consider as a mythological figure. But she's someone to contemplate in terms of the most compassionate being that could ever exist. She's considered the personification of compassion and kindness, a mother goddess, and a patron of all mothers and sailors. Her representation in China was interpreted as an all-female form around the 12th century. In this modern period, Kuan Yin is most often represented as a beautiful white-robed woman. You might have seen her. You might have seen statues of her. This is who it is, Kuan Yin. Now, there's a legend of Kuan Yin and the Thousand Arms. She decided never to rest until she had freed all beings from reincarnation, which would mean that she would set them free from anything that would limit them, like sadness or anger or hatred or violence or anything that would keep them coming back until they became perfect, right? Despite strenuous effort, Kuan Yin realized that there were still many unhappy beings yet to be saved. After struggling to comprehend the needs of so many people, her head split into 11 pieces. The Buddha, upon seeing her plight, gave her 11 heads to help her hear the cries of those who are suffering. Upon hearing these cries and comprehending them, Kuan Yin attempted to reach out to all those who needed aid, but she found that her two arms shattered into pieces. Once more, the Buddha came to her aid and appointed her 1,000 arms to let her reach out to those in need. Some Buddhist and Christian observers have commented on the similarity between Kuan Yin and the Blessed Virgin Mary. This can be attributed to the representation of Kuan Yin holding a child. It is believed that since she's the patron saint of mothers, and since she can grant parents children, this apparition is popularly known as the child-sending Kuan Yin. You know, what's interesting about this is that there was a period in Japan when Christianity was completely banned, and it was punishable by death. But some underground Christian groups made statues of the goddess Kuan Yin. Her Japanese name is Kanon, K-A-N-N-O-N, because they really wanted to worship and venerate Mary, the mother of Jesus. So Kuan Yin and Mary do have a lot in common in terms of their compassion and their relationship to mothers and children. There's a historical note here, too. It's suggested that the similarity comes from the conquest and colonization of the Philippines by Spain during the 16th century, when Asian cultures influenced engravings of the Virgin Mary. I would like you to keep your eye out for an image of this goddess, Kuan Yin, and see if she does anything for you in terms of your imagination and your prayer life. Here's a woman who is the perfect embodiment of compassion, and she has 11 heads. I'm sure most of us who work with clients sometimes feel that we have 11 heads because we're really trying to help them so much. And we have one head for listening and one head for speaking and one head for thinking and one head for planning and one head for remembering. And then if you can imagine 1,000 arms, they're going up, 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 up behind her, and they're making a big, big circle. And some statues of Kuan Yin even have an eye in the center of the palm of each hand. It's actually very beautiful. One of my dreams is to go visit one of the statues of Kuan Yin with 1,000 arms in Vietnam. And there's also one outside of Kyoto in Japan. And so these are definitely on my bucket list of places I'd like to go to. Just to pay respect to this embodied concept of pure and perfect compassion, which is something that I strive for and fail short of all the time. I'd like to share with you next. First, I'd like to give you the phone number in case you'd like to phone through, which is 001-800-930-2819. You are looking for me. I'm Shannon Walbrand, and what you're going to do is ask a specific question, something short and brief, without giving any background information. Oh, I see. My producer has just said you can't Skype while I'm on the phone. I'm so sorry. It does have to be on the phone. 001-800-930-2819. Oh, I thought that you could Skype while I'm here, but I'm using their Skype line, so you can't. Oh, how frustrating. Okay, let's go on and talk about this week's astrology, which is brought to you by Marelna Duplessis. So she has a wonderful series of astrology notes called Celestial Notebook. And I would really like you to look her up. I find her so thorough and really caring. This is what Marelna Duplessis has to say to us today. Oh, let me spell you her name. Marelna, M-A-R-E-L-N-A. Du is D-U. And then the last word is P-L-E. S-S-I-S, Marelna Duplessis. Each new moon encodes a unique set of instructions. And this new moon on Thursday, that's coming up now in Aquarius, insists that you realize your individuality and your interdependence with partners, with others, and with the universe. The revolutionary energies so prevalent in the world at the moment are also discernible within each one of us. Your inner rebel will be compelled to challenge authority that has become dictatorial. Who is the dictator in your life? Is it a husband? Is it a friend? Is it a lover? A boss? The innovative part of you could introduce new concepts to relationships and philanthropic projects, and your reformer is being called upon to change what is unfair and unsustainable. This is a week branded with intensity. Unspoken messages, hints, and subtleties become magnified and can be distorted, but they are nevertheless laden with implications. You are being compelled to see aspects of yourself which are normally hidden from view. The degree of discord you experience during this Venus retrograde phase signals the distance that one is from your core values. Okay, how far away are you from your core values? That's how much disturbance you're going to find over this next week in this Venus retrograde period and during this new moon. So see how much of a wobble you go through, and that's really what's going to happen. Be aware that the sudden imbalance might have tilted you into creating tremendous upheavals in relationships, and a single small issue might be completely blown out of proportion. Okay, so that's a warning. That's a heads up. That's a red flag. Ideally, says Marelna Duplessis, it is a time to contemplate what your deepest, most personal and creative needs are, to explore your needs for love and nourishment, and your capacity to receive both of these life-sustaining forces. Ultimately, it will depend to what extent you are able to take responsibility for your own lovingness and your capacity for commitment that will correct this situation, allowing for the necessary changes. So just to go back to the highlights, we have a new moon on Thursday. It's in Aquarius. And then we're also in Venus retrograde. And this information was brought to you by Marelna Duplessis and her Celestial Notebook. I highly rate this. I think this is something that you should totally look for. Okay, before we go to the break, I'd like to start talking about this, and then we'll see how far I get. We'll go to the break and come back. You know, the situation in Fukushima is ongoing. Whether it's in the news or not, you know, if you're listening to this show, that something has gone wrong and that it is eventually going to affect the planet as a whole because it's in the water. So what can I, as an individual human being, what can I do about that? I did some research, and then I got some information from a friend who's called Edna Spenato, and her work, Earth Heal, based out of Brazil, does Gaia healing for the entire planet. I'd like to talk more about Edna next show. I'll probably bring up more of her stuff. And she pointed me, and other people have pointed me before, to Tom Kenyon. It's Tom, T-O-M, Kenyon, K-E-N-Y-O-N. So I'd like you to check out the website of tomkenyon.com with respect to what can I do as an individual to help the situation in Fukushima. This actually relates a little bit to the call that I took just before the break at the bottom of the hour from the caller called Elizabeth, who asked about the healing that she does. And her angels and guides referred her to the fact that she's doing time-based quantum healing, which is about going backwards and forwards in time and working with a body in the future and in the past in order to resolve what's going on now in the present. So Fukushima is a difficult situation. And so Tom Kenyon, who is a sound healer, has received a message through his own channeling that asks us to go into the future and look back on the Fukushima situation as if it is already resolved. So how far into the future would that take us? I don't know, maybe 20, 25 years. And then we're looking back onto Fukushima as if it's a green, healthy, beautiful place. There's a lot more information, which I'll share as we get after the break. But what I'd like you to do is to jot down this website. It's Tom Kenyon, TomKenyon.com, and then /Fukushima. And that's what we're going to be discussing. He gets channeling from some extraterrestrials. I know, a little bit hard for us to believe, but they're called intergalactic beings called the Hathors, H-A-T-H-O-R-S. And they have guided him to become this fabulous sound healer who has a range of 4 octaves in his voice. It is really mind-blowing to listen to these recordings, because it sounds as if they are actually the choruses of angels. It sounds unhuman what he can do with his voice. Overtoning, as you might have heard, the guys of Tuva, maybe you saw the documentary, the one of the Mongolian throat singers. That was really amazing. So that's what I'd like to discuss with you. I'll come back to you just after the break, and I'll read you some more information. If you're ready for this, because you really have to be ready for it, I would recommend that you go and listen to this and see if you're one of the people who is being called to do this meditation for Fukushima. I'll be back just in a minute after the break. Thanks.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Thank you for tuning into Spirit Guidance Radio. This is Shannon Walbrand. The number to call if you'd like to ask a question of your angels and guides is 001-800-930-2819. So I was talking about Tom Kenyon and his amazing voice and his sound healing. He's very specific that we are not allowed to reproduce his music in any place on YouTube or even on this radio show. I could not do that. So what I'm going to do is direct you to his website. But this is what I'd like to tell you, that this comes from his text from his website. The sounds that comprise this meditation impart healing energies to the nature spirits of the region surrounding Fukushima. It also imparts support to the human beings engaged in the task of decommissioning the facility. When you listen to the sound meditation, you would ideally either be in a state of vibrational resonance you might describe as ecstasy, impersonal love, appreciation, or gratitude. While remaining in one or all of these coherent states for the entire duration of the meditation, you imagine positive outcomes in whatever ways they present themselves to you. It's not so important which state of consciousness you use, but it is a vital necessity that you attain a highly coherent state that transcends fear in order to be effective during this meditation. So without knowing how it will be accomplished, you hold the clear intention that the situation at Fukushima be resolved for the benefit of life upon the planet. Collectively, this intention will set a quantum field effect into motion. The purpose of this energetic work is to inspire new technologies and new ways of dealing with the situation. So this meditation is only 3 minutes and 28 seconds long. This message is a calling to a specific and highly demanding form of planetary work and service. You will know if you've been called to participate in this form of planetary service if you feel a response in your heart and mind and an enlivening of your being. So this is from the Hathors themselves. We have said it before and we will say it again. The journey of an initiate is the art of applying consciousness to life. It is through this application that you gain greater mastery. To those of you who feel called to join this particular form of planetary service, we extend to you our deepest appreciation. That's from November 26, 2013. So I want to tell you about my experience. I downloaded, it's free, the 3-minute sound meditation is free. A lot of the other things on Tom Kenyon's site are for pay, which is fine. They're totally worth it and they're really, really beautiful. So I sat and I raised my vibration and I concentrated and I let everything clear out of my head and I got into a space of real happiness. And then I went into the meditation and I found it to be medication, not only for Fukushima, which I imagined to be green, overflowing with life and full of fish and happiness and safe and good for all of the people. But I found myself feeling healthier and healthier. So I do recommend it to you. I'll give you the website one more time, tomkenyon.com/Fukushima. I've got a caller on the line and I'd like to help you with a question for your angels and guides. Hi, this is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. And you?
Hello, Shannon.
Yes, I'm well.
Good.
And you?
You're speaking to Deborah. Yeah, you're speaking
Hi,
to Deborah.
Yeah.
I
can hear you, Deborah. Go ahead with your question.
I want to know if I will be able to truly and unconditionally love again.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, they said that we were speaking earlier about the goddess Kuan Yin, and they said that you are actually one of the people who could definitely follow in her footsteps. You are completely forgiving. You really can understand the other person's perspective. When something goes wrong, you look at it not only from your side, but also from the other person's side. You seek to understand, and you have a fire in your heart that is inextinguishable. Definitely you will be able to love again. However, my dear, you need a period of recovery or else it's not going to work. So they're asking for you to take a year off. Can you hear me, Tebocho?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay,
I can
good.
Hear you, Shannon.
Okay, thanks a lot. Did you understand your message?
Yes, I did. I think I really need a recovery period.
I'm sure you can do it. I'll be praying for you also. Take care, my sweetheart. Bye-bye, Tebocho. Ciao. Okay, thanks for calling, Tebocho. And if you have a phone call that you'd like to make, I have time for probably one more question. The number is 001-800-930-2819. And what I'd like to end with is this segment from the South African flower essences. You know, I sit before these calls and what we're making here is a podcast that you'll be able to hear on my website, which is www.shannonwalbrand.com. And you'll also be able to hear it on transformationtalkradio.com, which is the network that hosts this program, Spirit Guidance Radio. So what I do is I sit and I meditate about what do you need to hear about today. And even my voice saying these messages is enough to spark new thoughts in your mind, perhaps to initiate some kind of healing. Everything in the world has a certain vibration, a certain color, a certain sound. And so what I'm going to read to you today is the flower hibiscus. Hibiscus, H-I-B-I-S-C-U-S. The keynote is harnessing creative energy, and the color is gold. This is for fiery, creative individuals who have difficulty in harnessing their abilities, whose energy spills out in many directions simultaneously without effective application, who need to learn how to concentrate and focus their skills. The passion and zest for life, which such people have, is a powerful and inspirational force. This essence, hibiscus, helps them hone and direct it positively. It integrates the passion of the personality with the passion of the soul, providing a potent force for utilization in the world. Does this apply to you? Hibiscus. This is a flower, and the book is The South African Flower Essences, which was written by Janet Unite. And she made a series of flower essences that are remedies, like Rescue Remedy. And that's what she says that we should contemplate. If those are your symptoms of fiery, wild creativity that's taking over and it's bringing chaos into your life. Is that you? If so, get a picture of the flower hibiscus. Contemplate it. There's also such a thing as hibiscus tea, which is pink. It's made from the stamen of the flower, and it's really known in the country of Mali, where they drink it as a cool drink in the summer, kind of like a Kool-Aid, and it's really delicious. It's quite citrusy and bright, and this is something that you should look into if that description matched you. I'd like to invite you to participate in my book of the Heroes Project because, as I said, I'm doing these interviews, and I would like you to write into me the following questions. Who is your hero? Which aspects of his or her life are you seeking to emulate? Obviously, not all of the aspects of their lives. You're not going to copy their life. You're going to take what's best and what you need. How are you already like that person? What about you is a parallel to that person? Because there's something that attracted you to that hero. And so you're going to find out what it is. And then which actions can you commit to that would bring you closer to bringing that hero's reality into your own existence? So I would like you to tweet me on Twitter about the Heroes Project. And my Twitter handle is at Shannon Walbrand. I'd like you to contact me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Shannon Walbrand. I'm even on Pinterest, where I'm keeping a board called Angels and Spirit Guides with lots of beautiful images and inspirational quotes. So that's Pinterest.com, and my account is also called Shannon Walbrand. And then before we go, I would like to invite you, if you are a man, I would like to invite you to my matchmaking service, which is called Soul to Soul Matchmaking. Are you seeking somebody who's really awake, really alive, and interested in the same kinds of things that you are? Spirituality, self-help, new age, religion, and taking care of yourself, being healthy. I have a list of women, and I'm inviting men to join my soul-to-soul matchmaking service. So if it's not you, maybe it's your brother, maybe it's your neighbor, maybe you know somebody who would qualify for that. Please do get in touch via my website, shannonwalbrand.com, because I would really like to see, by the end of 2014, I would really like to see people coupled up with people that they are compatible with at a soul level. And I'm being guided to do this. So I really think that if that suits you, that would be exactly the right thing for you to try. And I would like to invite you to listen to the podcast of this show and then to call in next Thursday. And I'll have you write down the number so that if you have just tuned in, then you'll have it by you. It's 001-800-930-2819. And also, please check out the whole portfolio and the bouquet of wonderful shows that are available on transformationtalkradio.com. From the Dr. Pat Basile Show, she was the person who invited me to start this program, to everything else that's available, from self-help to spirituality to health and helping you lead a better life. Thank you for tuning in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. This has been Shannon Walbrand with Spirit Guidance Radio. Always remember, you are guided.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to hear messages from your spirit guides. You are guided. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com to schedule a personal session with Shannon and change your life. Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.